I like mixed sauce.
What else goes in it? What else goes in it?
What else goes in it?
Right, when you're making it.
Yeah, I put vinegar in it. Salt and pepper.
Have you ever heard of anybody making anything by grinding up and cooking hog liver?
Yeah, I heard you talking. They call it liverwort, but I don't like liver, and I don't like liverwort. You grind it up, but I don't like it.
I'm gonna ask you about something that sounds kind of strange. Have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of hog blood?
No, I haven't.
Haven't heard about anything?
No, sir.
Haven't heard of anything like blood pudding or something like that?
Yes, I have.
You've heard of blood pudding?
Mm-hmm. And I lived in New Bern, and a man used to drink blood, and he was so fat, he drank blood. And he wanted to kill his cattle and get that blood and drink, and he was just so fat, but I don't see how any blood he done.
Doesn't sound too appetizing. Have you ever heard of people taking the juice from the souse and mixing it up with some cornmeal and hog meat and cooking it that way?
Take some juice from what on?
From the souse, from the head cheese, and mixing it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cooking it that way.
Called crackling bread?
Crackling bread. What about if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good? How would you describe its taste? You'd say that butter's...
It's too old, I guess.
Too old? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, it's funky?
Hmm?
It's funky?
Well, some sport or something like that. Some sport.
Okay. What do you call this thick sour milk that women keep around the kitchen and make things out of it?
Cream, sour cream.
Sour cream, or is that the same thing as what some people call clabber milk?
I don't think so.
And what's that?
Clabber is got lots of whey in it. Clabber milk have. And cream is just, you skim it off the top of milk and it's just real thick, a cream is. But the clabber's got whey in it. It's not the same.
What can you make out of the clabber?
Oh, you can make bread out of it.
Make bread?
Anything else? Bread out of clabber milk. And I have drank clabber milk. I pull the wheel off of it.
Can you make cottage cheese out of it?
I wouldn't know about that. I don't know if I can make cottage cheese.
Okay. Well, talking about milk, after a farmer milks his cows, you say he has to do what to it to get the impurities out?
Strain it.
That's to strain it. What do you call this stuff that you might make for a dessert? Might make it in a deep dish with sliced up fruit, and it'd have a thick crust on top. Might make it out of apples or peaches or something like that.
Cobbler? Peach cobbler?
Cobbler and a pie are different then.
No, I don't think so. Peach cobbler, apple cobbler, either one, you can make it that way.
About the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Thick crust on it.
Mm-hmm. What about a person who likes to eat a lot? You'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.